Button phone production number 71, taped out of order so Larry and Cindy can go home. And I will cue you.
This week's tape written by Rufus Leakey.
What am I gonna do? I have to make mailbag tapes and I have a terrible sore throat. I know. I'll call Fluke and see if he can come over. Oh, that fish will do anything for a piece of salmon. Oh, Fluke, can you come over and make tapes with me? What? You're watching a movie? Jaws meets Mr. Limpet? No, I don't want to see it. Do you know where Jeffy is? What's he doing at Oscar's house? Speed Racer Festival? Okay, goodbye. Ass breath yourself! Speed Racer Festival, my kumquat. I don't know what that little shrimp is doing with Jeffy. I hate to ask.
Hello? Oh, Oscar, can I... That's so funny!
Jim just locked himself in Speed's car.
Hey, listen to me, I wanted to know... What is it now?
I just thought of something.
What?
Sprattle looks just like Charles Lee O'Neill.
Will you just let me talk to Jeffy, please?
No, because after this, we're gonna watch Green Acres.
I don't believe this.
Yeah, on Green Acres, Lisa's uncle comes to visit and makes Oliver sleep in the barn with Evan Eleanor while Ralph and Alf have a big fight. Mr. Haney is caught committing crimes against nature with Bobby and Billy Joe Bradley, and all the pigs will smash the stars' homes. And when Al Diamond drives by on his rounds, he says, Viffle, Ziffle, and Mr. Drunk...
Will you let me talk to Jeffy, please?
Speed Racer Festival, I don't believe those two Klondikes.
Yeah, Stu, what is it?
Listen, can you come over to...
Oh, my God!
What's the matter?
Harry Benjamin just clobbered Speed over the toboggan!
Goodbye! Oh, God, I cannot believe this. I have one last resort. I'll call Tom. Let's see. Oh, boy.
Hello, you have reached Telecentral Electronics in Santa Monica. This telephone is being answered by machine. I'm sorry, but I can't help you make tapes, Stu.
But I... Whoa! Well, here goes one last try. I'll call Dr. Doctor and see if he can cure me. Fat chance.
Dr. Doctor's office, nurse speaking. May I help you?
Yes, I'd like to speak to...
Hold on, sir. Mary Hartman is on.
Why is this? Everybody I know is watching stupid TV shows.
Yes, sir. Now, what can I do for you?
I would like to speak to Dr. Doctor. You see, I have a terrible sore throat, and I want to know if he can cure me.
Have a great day. Double mint gums. Choo-choo, double.
What?
Oh, nothing, sir. I was just singing along with the commercial. Now, let me see here. Ah, yes, Dr. Doctor can see you immediately, if not sooner.
Now, Stu, just what seems to be the trouble?
I have a terrible sore throat, and I have to make mailbag tapes!
So what do you want me to do?
You're a doctor, aren't you?
Does a chicken have lips?
No!
Do roosters have teeth?
No!
Is the Pope Catholic?
Yes.
Well, there you have it, then.
Well, now I have what, then?
Just take this pill 3 times a day.
That pill is big enough for a hippopotamus!
Well, Stu, you know the old saying, if the shoe fits...
Look, you! Just give me some water! Thank you! Oh, God, that pill almost killed me. It better do the trick.
Oh, it will, Stu. You'll feel as good as new in 2 to 3 weeks.
2 or 3 weeks? I have to make tapes today.
Well, Stu, I can make them for you. This is Stu Funphone at 990.
You make Funphone tapes. Don't make me laugh.
Does Funphone? You could always get Eric Northridge.
Let's go.
So this is the famous Funphone post office.
Yeah.
And this is the famous Funphone post office box.
Let's just get the key into the slot here and open her up. Hey, there's only one letter in here. That looks like I have to play Al Jolson again. Well, what does the one letter say?
Let's see here. Due to lack of payment, your post office box has been closed, and all letters have been sent back to the sender.
Oh, see the no!